Welcome to the Amazing Race Podcast. My name is Jack.
I still think it's stupid to say our names. I'm Cindy.
Well, if people are tuning in for the first time, they're like, who are these two incredibly stupid people?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something nice. Like, who are these incredible, talented
people
and good-looking woman?
Good-looking woman. Yeah, that's what I would say. That's what I would say.
Anyway.
After 27 years of marriage, if you didn't know, we've been married for 27 years.
We're now starting, since it's been 27 years, a couple days ago, we're now starting on our 28.
Well, that would be next. Yes. So if, for people who can't do math, 27 plus 1 would be 28.
Okay.
So you people at home are like going, geez, what would be next? See, they're their 27th year of marriage.
I didn't think we were going to make it 20 years, so I can't believe we made it to 27.
That is a shocker. That is a shocker. And if you look at me, it looks like it's been longer, but...
That means that I've done bad things.
You haven't done bad things. It's maybe I'm just a stressful person.
Yeah,
maybe I'm like Dana on The Amazing Race. Because yeah. I would come out. That's how I would. If we were racing in the race, I'd be like Dana to who is to Matt.
No,
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know if I'd say call you stupid, but because they
you never use that word.
They start off the race with Matt. It's probably from last week.
She was, right.
Oh, you're stupid.
Yeah. No, you would never say that.
She needs to calm down. But
you would call me bad words. But you wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't say you're stupid, but I would say bad words.
Yeah, you would say the B word.
Would I say that on TV, though? Yeah, I probably would, because I'm competitive. Yeah,
you're
so
competitive. You wouldn't say
it's not. It's like, not. It's not. It's not a nasty way. It's just, come on. Because, I'm trying to get you
right,
going.
No, but you wouldn't say it like, just to say it. You would say I was acting that way. You wouldn't just call. You don't call me that.
No, I don't call you.
I don't want people to say that.
I said, hey, stop acting like a
B-I-T.
A witch.
Exactly. So, but you would never just say...
You don't need to be a...
Right.
To me.
But you would never say just that word.
And I would never use a C word. No.
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 That would be bad.
Yeah. But anyway. But you're stressful.
I don't know if I'm stressful as her. Well, I'm competitive, so I
you're competitive, but we're both competitive.
Like
so. Competitive,
but I like to have things done my way, and if you're not doing it my way, I do get...
But we work so well together, so I think we would do well, except if we were in a car together.
Yeah, because you're...
Because you frustrate me because you
don't
remember.
You frustrate me.
Right.
You frustrate me.
Right.
You frustrate me.
Okay, whatever. But
because
you never remember...
I win because I said it three times.
You never
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
You never remember where you're like, we've been this way. You forget like things.
I got to our daughter's new house, our daughter and son-in-law's new house, without directions, going a different way on the first try.
Okay, but you do know that that's at least your sixth time going there.
No, it's not my sixth time going there. It's like the fourth time. It was a completely different way that I'd ever gone before. Sure, it was a straight shot. I just have to remember turn where the senior citizen center is.
Right.
And that's how I remember how to get there.
Oh, well, good for you. That's how I remember things. Landmarks.
Landmarks. Well, that's why it's tough here, because you have so many damn trees.
Yeah.
Cut the trees down
it's
here.
It's hard to see at night because it's so dark.
And I would
never
get lost.
And they don't have very good
street lights. They don't have
street lights are nothing
street
like
that. Street lights are outlawed here.
Yeah.
You're not allowed
like
to have
California.
Street lights. California has street lights. And I said it before on another show, a podcast Jay and I were doing. If you make a mistake here... You're screwed.
Yes.
You have to go miles
yes.
down the road.
Exactly.
If you make a mistake in California, it's the next exit.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
At one time, we were driving, a couple times we were driving back from Pennsylvania or New York, and we messed the exit, and you have to go 16 miles before you can get to the next. You can't turn because there's trees, and the next exit is 16 miles away. And I think they did it just to upset me.
It's a shame, the kind of life we live.
It is. But if you like this podcast.
Yes.
And other podcasts likes it, like Downton Abbey, who's coming up in the final season.
Oh, I know.
And I have watched the final episode. Because
yes,
you have it on iTunes. I have watched it, but I didn't. I waited until after we recorded the other podcast to watch it. But I have watched it. I'm not going to spoil anyone, but I have
watched
it.
Were you proud of me?
I am proud that you didn't spoil anybody.
No.
Anybody.
I know.
Which is amazing. You like to spoil everybody.
Yes.
The Downton Abbey podcast coming to an end, but we have the Survivor podcast with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. The
Three Stupid Guys.
Three Stupid Guys. Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys. Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. Game of Thrones is coming back.
Binge watching.
And we're working on Mr. Robot.
Ooh.
Dobro Regato, Mr. Roboto. That one and Leftovers, Lost Podcast. We just did one with Ryan and Jen, which is an amazing couple. I'll say they're an amazing couple.
Yeah, they're a nice couple. I really like them.
Excellent
an honor
podcast.
Meeting them.
Yeah, they're great.
Great kids. Their oldest son just got accepted to University of Hawaii.
I know.
Exciting. I remember the time when our kids got us. So it was an exciting time.
Yeah,
for
they're
them.
Moving out. All right.
No, I just think it's exciting. You know, you finally, it's like, oh, God, you do all that work and your kid gets
She
to
was
go to
trying
college.
For UCSD. At one point, I
thought she said something about she wanted to go to University of Hawaii. I thought that's what she.
Well,
wanted.
I mean, I'm just saying one of her choices was UCSD.
Oh, wow!
But that's a long ways from home.
And that's a. Long,
it's not like you can get in a car and drive back.
No, and then expensive.
Well, you can, but you wouldn't make it far.
Right, but expensive because she wouldn't be not a what is that a resident
resident
of San
Diego.
So they're very expensive.
Yeah, it is. They get you coming and going. Well, we have several podcasts. You can go on Patreon/JNJ and the Married Man podcast, which will continue even though the TAF is going into retirement. It will continue. We're going to have it might be a little different format, but it will continue. And you'll find out more tomorrow because it'll be the final episode with Dale tomorrow. And then I'm sure there's other podcasts. It's just not ringing a bell.
Okay.
But anyway, let's get back to the Amazing Race.
Go on to Patreon.
Oh, go to Patreon/JNJack and you can help us out there. All right, so we start in they're going to Plaza San Diego.
You didn't think I said you thought I was like didn't know what I was talking about when I said oh they're going to set look at it, too cool San Diego because you know how we are when we see references to things that we've done we get very excited like it's some kind of sign.
Yeah, but it's not San Diego, California. It's San Diego.
No, but
San Diego, Colombia.
I know, but it's just kind of cool though.
It is cool. It's cool when you hear San Diego because most people if you're from San Diego it just means you're cool.
It's where we fell in love.
So anyway, it has its pluses, it has its minuses.
Yes. But I thought it was interesting, those two guys, because they're talking, you know, about what's going on. And I guess one of the guys, before he saw him on, must have saw him on some kind of social media before they became friends.
Oh, Tyler and Corey.
Yeah, Tyler and Corey.
They're just friends.
They're just friends, but they're like...
They're just friends.
He liked him until he met him.
Yeah.
And I thought, huh, funny.
So it's just his personality.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And he goes, well...
You said that.
I didn't like your personality.
Yeah.
I still don't, but you know, I drink a lot. I'm kidding. See, that's why I would look bad on The Amazing Race.
You don't like my personality?
I would make comments like that, and I would look bad. I'm just kidding. It was a joke.
No, I'm just wondering. I'm like fabulous. How could you not like my personality?
You're fabulous.
I bring the sunshine to you. I have the rays of the sunshine that brightens the room.
Why is it always cloudy here?
It isn't. It's cloudy when you're around. When I walk in, it's like...
I'm like Schlepplock.
I'm like, I'm like vivacious. It's like, whoa. You're like the Charlie Brown Linus with the dirt on the thing, whatever that guy is.
Pigpen. I said Schlepplock because he has the cloud over him.
Oh, that's you.
That's me. Okay. I can go with Pigpen too. But I take a bath.
Oh, you're very clean. That's thank God.
Oh, so but they have the next challenge, they have to go on foot to find the next clue. Tyler Corey, just friend. Tyler runs like...
I think they're a great team.
They are a good team.
I like them.
Well, they're having fun.
They're
very they're
smart.
They're smart. They take their patience. Their time with the thing is.
Yeah.
We'll get to Brody in anyway. But I have been. It's been bugging me.
I think they're good. You remember you asked me? You thought it was good? I know. I keep moving this around. It bugs me. I think it's going to be them.
You think they're going to win?
Yeah. There's just something about them. They're just like every time you watch them, they just seem calm. I know. What is it? Only the second you're moving.
I'm adjusting the microphone.
I know that it's only been like what second
third
leg
race.
Or third
leg.
And but I don't know, I feel good.
There's something bugging me though about Tyler since I started watching the race. It's
really?
The way he runs. And I finally figured out Barry Goldberg. If you watch the Goldbergs, watch Barry run, that's Tyler. Oh. Maybe not as dramatic, but he does have
I'll have to pay attention to that because you always find those little
details. He does have a different run to him.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Right.
We all run because people make fun of the way I run because I go.
You use your arms.
Use my arms. All about the arms. I tell Jay, use your arms.
Remember that soccer player on Heather's team? Yeah. Didn't use your arm. No arms.
Well, they had an episode of Seinfeld where the woman did that and she would have her arms to the side and wouldn't move her arms. And then Raquel Welch was on that episode.
Oh.
And she gets in a fight with Elaine because she thought she was making fun of her arms.
Oh.
Anyway. I get off topic. No, look at him. He does run like Barry Gold. If you watch the Goldbergs, if you're not watching the Goldbergs, you should.
You should.
But Barry Goldberg.
If you want to know a little bit about Jay's life growing up, what's the guy's name? Adam, right?
Adam Goldberg.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
To a T.
Brody
says his biggest flaw is he goes too fast. He doesn't think. He's always talking.
He talks too much.
Well, he doesn't relax and think. And Tyler goes. Okay. Not Tyler. Kurt goes. Yeah. Just calm down, Brody. Tyler,
he's high strung.
He is. Tyler and Corey find the clue first. Brody and Kurt are second. Dana says to Matt, because Matt's like, why don't we figure out where we're going first? It's just too hot just to run. I don't know if they're trying
I have to say that, but I think I would have said that to you. totally would have said that.
You would have said that to me. I'm not going, well, it's the Amazing Race. We have to run.
I know, but I would have been like, okay, can we figure out where we're going to go first? Because, you know, I hate sweating.
I think they're trying to, I think with the way they started this episode, they're looking for somebody for us not to like. Because they're all the people seem, for the most part, well, we have Blair, who gets, she's not hateable, but she's got
I don't like her. I hate that because I don't want to say that, like, I don't like the word hate.
She's very.
She drives me, I could not be in a room with her for 20 minutes.
Yeah, because she seems very excitable.
High strung.
Very emotional. But I think they're looking for that person that, you know, every race you have to have that person where you don't like.
True.
And I think they're trying to make Dana the person we don't like. Because, you know, it's too hot. I'm sure there's other people saying things, but, you know, it's all about your edit. And maybe that's how she is 24/7. I don't know. She seems like a nice person. But,
right. Anyway. If somebody edit me, I would not come across nice. Yeah. I don't think so at all. No. Somebody edit you, like if you're in one of your moods, you wouldn't come across.
No,
you would come across as a D-I-C-K.
I can be a jerk.
Oh, yeah.
I don't deny it. But only if I feel that you're being – I'm not a jerk for no reason. So if you're
– Really? Because some mornings you wake up like someone peed in your Wheaties.
But if you leave me alone and stay out of my Wheaties – then I'm fine. But I'm the kind of person, if I'm in a bad mood, just leave me alone. Just leave me alone.
So it's just every day? We just don't talk to you
every day? Yeah, if you just don't talk to me every day, life would be good. So I'm just go through life. People look at me, and just give me that look, and they go, all right, let's don't talk to Jack today.
It's like everybody was giving me a hard time when they were moving, and I was putting my 2 cents, and then I kept my mouth shut, but everybody knew on my face what I was really thinking.
Well, I was telling your daughter, take a stand now.
Against your mother.
Against your mother, and tell her, this is the way I'm going to put my house together. You have your house. Because the problem is, when she was here, you guys would hit heads, bump heads. My daughter, our oldest daughter moved out. They bought a house. Anyway, you didn't like the way she didn't like the way you put certain things, and you guys would fight. I say, it's your mom's house. You get a house someday. You can do it any way you want.
Right.
So now I guess you're returning the favor. Well, you have strong opinions.
Oh, gosh, yes.
On certain things, and you just can't keep your mouth shut.
And they know that. I always tell my kids, I'm very domineering. Put me back in my place. You won't hurt my feelings.
And you were
getting
mad at me for saying it. I go, Heather? Make a stand now.
No, because you were saying things too. Anyway, we're way off topic.
All I said was
people
I wanted
just called to want to know about Amazing Race, and we're talking about our personal life.
All I wanted to get was the ADT security because sometimes she's going to be home by herself, and I didn't want her to be home by herself. So there.
Yes.
That's all I said.
But she has a husband.
She has a husband, but I told him that's what I wanted. That's all I wanted. They need to get the next clue. It's in the catacombs.
I could do that.
It's some fort. I know they said the fort, but I was going to pronounce it correctly, so I just said fort.
There you go. I'm fine with that.
It looked like a cool place.
Oh, I would definitely be cool.
It wouldn't bother me going down there.
Oh, no. Did you see they had the lights? That you have like 25 of them?
I don't have 25. I gave one to Colleen because she runs at night.
Yes. You have at least five.
I have two.
It was
a three-pack.
Was it a three-pack? Why you would buy a three-pack?
Because it was cheaper for the three-pack than it was for the one by itself.
I'm sure that wasn't the case.
That was the case.
Oh, okay.
I'm a bargain shopper. So anyway, they got to go to the catacombs. Let's see. Detour. Okay, so once they get the clue.
Right, they had to look for the clue. It's somewhere in there.
And then, so they get the clue. It's a detour bus where they have to get 20,000 pesos, right, or they have to go clay tarp, gunpowder.
Kind of like
Tejo.
Cornhole.
It's like cornhole, but Tejo, three discs, and they got to make it explode.
Yeah, and it was confusing at first, because I thought when they were showing how to do it,
I thought they had to
get the thing.
You said, they're doing it wrong.
And I thought they had to put the stuff in.
And I keep telling you no.
But when you saw, I know you did, and so I was like, wait a minute.
They were showing you what it was, how the...
No, but when we rewatched it again, if you listen to the direction, it sounded like you would say, it said get gunpowder, and they showed it like getting a thing of gunpowder.
No, Phil said it's their national sport, and this is how it's built, and that they put gunpowder in it. I wasn't confused, but that's why I'd be so successful in the Amazing Race, because I would just follow directions and just whip through the clues like nothing.
Remember that time where I said you're a D-I-C-K?
Yeah.
You're doing that right now.
Okay. Tyler, Corey, Curtin, Brody are going to do Tejo. I think it's Tejo. What is this? What do I call it? Cornhole?
This is called cornhole.
It's called cornhole.
I know you may not like it, but this is
Tejo. Tejo.
Cornhole.
Tejo or Tejo. Rachel
does. You could have done well this one.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at
that. I wouldn't do well.
Jay's pretty good at cornhole.
Yeah, he is. Jay's really good.
If I get on a roll, though, I get in the zone. Jay's pretty consistent, but I'm a streaky cornhole player.
I would have picked the best one.
I would have said no.
Because you don't like people.
No, well, you don't ever want to do one where you have to rely on other people for
Again,
you to be successful.
You don't like people.
No, you don't want to be you're relying. Which one was the fastest one?
The cornhole.
Cornhole. Because you want to do a challenge that's, if you have to rely on other people for you to be successful,
But if you're good at that,
well, you're people don't even speak – I don't speak their language. They'd be looking at me like I'm some crazy American.
I hear you.
So they Rachel doesn't like to be in the background because they're showing the thing. She's with Zach. She doesn't, she doesn't like to – he's the main guy.
Right. Yeah. He was showing what he does on the YouTube.
The race makes them
– more equal.
More equal. Which kind of makes sense. Tyler taps the cab driver on the shoulder, and I don't think the cab driver liked it.
No. I think he was
Senor?
Just like, do you know where you're going? But I think that was important to do. I mean, how many times have they been in a cab and messed them up to whatever
they
were going
to do? I get
that,
but some people don't like to be touched, and I think that cab driver's one of them.
Yeah.
He didn't like
I didn't think of it that way. Good point.
He didn't like to be
Yeah,
you see,
point.
His look was like,
I
don't
I never
like
thought of it that way.
You know, there's no, right, know, sometimes here we have the glass.
Yes.
There's imaginary glass.
Yeah, because that would be a little frightful as a cab driver.
You're
someone
touching
my shoulder. Yeah, I never thought of it
Even though there's
good
a camera
point.
Crew in there, I go, hey, you know, don't touch me. Okay. Don't touch. I'm funny about people touching me.
Yes,
like
you are. I don't like people touching me either.
Yeah, so it's like.
I don't even like you touching me.
Exactly.
Hello.
Kurt and Brody, first to try cornhole.
Yes.
And
they were pretty good.
Well, remember he said in the cab, he goes, because they're the Frisbee guys, I better be good at this or I'm going to take a lot of heat for this.
Oh, good point.
Next group hangs out to the catacombs. Kurt and Brody first to finish. They get it. They're kind of it's blowing up and all that stuff.
Right.
Then they need to search for the bags to look.
You can't read your writing.
Okay. They need to search for the next challenge is searching for the bags. They have to find two bags that are the same, made by the same designer.
Well, they have to pick their bag, and then whatever bag they pick, they have to go to the different places and pick out two more bags of the same designer.
Right. Cameron Darius. Last to go to San Diego.
Yes.
Tyler says it was going boom. I just thought it was funny the way he said it. He's very dramatic with this thing. I think that's what makes him have him. The reason he has 24 million followers.
Probably, absolutely.
He's got a following, so that's what he does. Let's see. Bernie and Ashley are third to try cornhole. We're going to get a bad review of that. It was Tejo. You're ruining it for me. Aaron is already stressing out in the cab about going into the catacombs. She's already stressing out about it.
You know what? I felt for her. I really did.
Well, I get it, but to me, anything you're afraid of, stressing about it first doesn't make it easier.
You're right.
She was getting already worked up before she even went in there.
Right.
So when she got in there, I mean, she's already getting her panic attack going. And I get it. There's certain things I don't like.
Right.
But Aaron's and she's struggling. And the best part is, I like how they had the big heartbeat going thump 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 thump, making it us feel more.
Well, if I was on camera, I would never let anybody know that it was freaking me out. Inside, I would be like screaming my head off.
But the heartbeat was that they were putting in there to make it sound like her heart was going fast. Then they went to commercial. But she was a mess.
Yeah.
She was didn't.
And you're
be
right.
In there
Once you get yourself worked up like that, it does bother you.
There was
even
no
more.
Hope. She should have said, "Okay, all right, I'm just gonna have to do it." Let's see, Sherry.
I was proud of her. She went in there. I don't know if I could have done that, but good for her.
And then Sherry can't believe she has to go in a cave twice.
Oh, that's right.
And they're still not showing a lot. They from them being the first, you know, the first week they got a lot of the edit, and this week they've not. They're
I
just
don't know, maybe there's a reason for me. They didn't like what they were seeing when they went back to the to the.
Bernie and Ashley finish. Dana doesn't want Matt telling her how to throw. Just leave me alone. He's just saying, hey, just throw it this way. Nope. Don't tell me how to throw.
I just don't see those guys making it in the future.
They are different. They are. But was he being wrong saying, hey, and he wasn't saying, hey, you got to throw it this way. He said, hey,
he was giving her advice. But maybe something, I don't know, maybe.
I would have said, hey, do it, throw it this way. Launch, you know, but she didn't want to hear it.
Okay, what if I would have told you that? You would have said, really? This isn't my first time at the rodeo.
It depends on what it was. If you're telling me something that is like throwing that I know I could probably do pretty well, and you're telling me how to do it, even if I messed the first time, I would be like, all right, you don't need to tell me how to do this. So I would come across, I'd be the Dana of this episode.
Absolutely.
But would you tell me how to throw it?
In sports? No.
No. All right.
No.
If it's something like doing something that I'm not really comfortable with.
How to be
with,
nice with a customer?
Yeah. Okay. If I had to be nice to people going, hey, get on the bus. Hey, get your butt on the bus. You'd probably say, hey, you got to ask a little nicer. A little nicer would probably
But then you would have been a smarty pants, and he would have said, really?
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 I got to be nicer to get the people on the bus. Hey, you want to get on the bus, please? Please get on the bus. Oh, please. Please get on the bus. We need to win the amazing race. Anyway.
You better about that now.
I do. Zach and Rachel choose the bus challenge. They have to get the have to get the people on the bus. So
right, and they have to do 20,000 pesos. Once they collect 20,000, they could they're done. And,
they're done
and it's 1,800 a ride.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess
I think
so.
I just saw 1,800.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
so,
pesos.
Kurt
yeah.
and Brody get out of the cab because they have 500 meters to go, and they go, look, we're in traffic. We're just going to go to the next challenge.
That was smart.
Yeah. It's Mojito Mochito bags, whatever the bags were called.
They're cute.
Yeah, they were adorable. I wish I had like five of them.
Like you
they're like coach bags to me.
Whatever.
I just look at those bags and go, I want one of those bags. They're so good. They're so cool. Can I have one? Wait, Phil, I don't want to win the Amazing Race. I don't want the $1 million. I just want that bag. Can I just have, can I have the bag and go home? I'll take
another example of being a DICK.
The penalty. I'll take the penalty, Phil, and just take the bag.
Okay, go on to the next one. Jerkola. You're not funny.
Kurt does the challenge. He speaks Spanish, so that helps.
Oh, I thought it was... He didn't just speak... So is he Hispanic? Is that his...
He speaks it fluently.
Because he spoke beautifully.
Kind of like me. Si. ¿Cómo se usted?
Okay.
Mucho gracias. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez. So, see, I speak Spanish.
I actually do more words than I do, so I got to give you credit for that. Yeah. Good job.
Si. Aaron and Jocelyn choose the bus. Scott and Blair choose the bus. Blair offers kisses for pesos. We'll get to that in a minute. Tyler does the challenge. He's doing the bag challenge.
Right.
Zach is doing the best to get people on the bus. He's even jumping on the bus. Hey, come on the bus. Come on the bus. Come on. A fan helps Zach out because he's a big fan of that.
YouTube,
takes a picture. That's pretty cool. That
like you said, I'm all in Colombia and they recognize me. That's
fans
cool.
in Colombia. It's so cool. Brittany and Jessica. Is it Jesse? Let me look at this real quick because I can't read my writing. Brittany and Jessica are currently in fifth place. Sherry is bad at the cornhole, and she always says, "I'm very sorry."
Yes, and it seemed like someone was kind of like irritated with her a lot.
Today?
Yeah, it just seemed like he could be like, she wanted to give him a hug. He likes, no, I'm sweaty.
Yeah, well, it's hot, it's sweaty there. Dana said it was sweaty.
That's true. Hot. I don't know. Yeah, I just seem a little, I don't know.
Sometimes you get irritated with people.
I guess so. You're right.
She's not even come close to hitting the thing.
Yeah, I know.
She did say she's sorry. She's always sorry for every, I think every episode, she might set the record for saying she's sorry.
I think you're right.
In every episode. Ashley is holding, it's called holding the bag.
Right.
Or holding the bag. Let's see. Dana chooses holding the bag. Matt should have done this challenge. I think he's more relaxed.
Yeah,
more calm.
I would agree with you.
This is more of a stressful challenge.
Yeah,
but it worked out for him.
But you know, like maybe they thought it was better for her to do because, like you said, you know, they have to do equally amount of challenges, and maybe some of the other ones will be difficult moving along. So
yeah, I mean, it's not a physical challenge,
right?
It's a mental.
So it would make sense why he would ask her to do because I'm thinking some of the other challenges are more difficult. He would then do those,
right? Kurt finishes the challenge and heads back to get the clue. Sean and Cole are currently in sixth place at this point. Kurt and Brody finish in first, and they're going to Greece.
Yeah, that's
what
really
you said
cool.
You were jealous.
It was neat. Did you see the Miss Columbia? She was doing number one that. That's the first time I actually saw someone that says welcome at the state they're in or country they're in, and saw her do
when
number
she
one.
Said Miss, I knew she was Miss something because of the way she was standing.
And she was beautiful.
She had that look like...
I'm something of prestige.
I am very pretty.
No, she just was.
No, she's had that look.
She carried herself well.
You can tell
she has some kind of training.
She had training.
Yeah.
She looked like she was.
She has shoulders back, head up, very great posture.
Like me.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when I'm there. Hello, welcome.
Like I always tell my kids, pull your shoulders back.
Welcome to the ice rink.
Yes. I always blamed your sister on Heather because she always hunched a little bit. And I always gave your sister a hard time about that. I said, it's your fault, Aunt Tammy.
Yeah, it's part of life.
You know,
what are you going to
do? You got to blame somebody.
Yeah, blame Tammy. That's right. Blame Tammy. let's see. You're who's the parent? But you said you would like to go to Greece. You were jealous.
Oh, yeah. I would love to. There's a couple countries. Greece.
Yeah, just
Dubai.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're into Dubai.
I don't know why.
Just people keep saying Dubai, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know if Greece. Yeah, I'd go, but I don't know.
Oh, the water looks beautiful.
The water looks beautiful, but I'm not really into olives.
If you had to choose between Germany and Greece,
I'd go to Germany.
Really?
I'm German.
I'd go to Greece.
I'm German.
Greece.
I have to go see my people.
Okay, it's Italy and Greece.
I go to Germany and say, hey, let's go take over
the
world.
Okay, change the subject. Italy or Greece? I'd want to do Italy.
Well, you'd want to go to Italy, so me being the easygoing person I am, whatever you want to
do. Okay, Germany or Australia?
Australia.
Okay, good answer. Not that we're going there, but just
No, I just, you know, it'd be easier. They speak English, so.
Yeah, exactly.
And I go swimming with Lady Gaga's meat suit.
Oh.
In the ocean because all the sharks. Oh, I think it'd be cool. Sense.
Yeah, oh yeah. What? Crazy old man.
But yeah, you were excited about them going to Greece. They seemed excited.
Yeah, they were too.
Miss Columbia was excited.
I think Miss Columbia thought they were cute.
You think that's what it was?
She was checking, not the talker, the other guy. What's his name?
Kurt
out.
Yeah.
The one who spoke spoke Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he did say gracias.
Yes.
Which is thank you. let's see. Tyler and Corey are team number two. And Corey points out that every time he's done a challenge, they finish in first.
Yes.
And every time Tyler has finished
a
challenge, they finish in second. That was a good one. And Tyler goes, well, what have I won? He goes, you've won America's hearts. So I thought it was funny. They're a very good team.
I really like those two.
I really like them. They have fun. Actually, the two top teams, you can't really.
Good point. I agree.
There's no one you really can complain about because they just seem to have fun with it and everything's going on. Teams are still trying to get people on the bus. Darius and Cameron are currently in seventh place. Aaron and Jocelyn, first of the bus challenge, and Scott and Blair are right behind them. They're doing the bus challenge.
Right.
Zach and Rachel, they think they have the right amount of money.
Right. He asked, Zach are you sure?
Are you sure? Double check. She double checks. She's, I have two tens. Right. I'm good. I'm going to blame him. If he was that concerned about it, he should have. In something like that, both team members should check the money.
Oh.
Take your time. Check the money. Then they get in the cab and realize, and she goes, no, this is not tens. This is a one. And she'd miscounted all the money.
Oh, I know.
Didn't add it right. They're in the cab.
Oh.
And they have
my heart just broke for them.
They have to go, and he goes, what? You're the CEO of our company, or the
CFO.
CFO of the company, and I'm still gonna go back and blame him. I mean, sure, she made the mistake, but in a money challenge, a money challenge, I would double check. I would count the money.
But I think though maybe he felt. And I'm just gonna say this out. You know, that
you got it. You have to take the bus back to the place.
I know, but maybe he felt like she would be, because I would be pissed. I would be. I don't. Can you say that? I would be upset.
You already said it.
I would be upset if you double checked my work. That would irritate me.
But what? I wouldn't be upset if you double checked mine. The cash, count it. Yeah, it's foreign currency. Double check it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to blame him for not double checking the money.
Okay.
So if you're listening, Matt, that was on you.
All right. Got it.
Even though he said, "Are you sure?" and she said, "Yes."
Okay.
There's no harm in double checking the money. You're both there. You got to take the bus back anyway.
All right.
Not wasting time. Aaron and Jocelyn are currently in eighth. Scott and Blair ninth. Zach and Rachel
go back to the guy.
They have to go back to the guy and realize they have to go back on a bus.
They have to get a new purse again and do all that.
Not a new purse.
New wallet, new money thing. Didn't they have to turn that in and then get a new one?
They had to go just back and get on a new bus. Dana,
they have to start all over again the whole 20, or do they just have to add to what they had?
They just add to what they had.
Oh, okay.
They had 5,000 pesos at that point.
No, I thought they had 14.
They needed 5,000 more pesos. Yeah.
Okay, 15.
Dana is not making that one vendor happy.
No.
She went with the fan because she was walking on her stuff, and see her look was like, and she wasn't, because that vendor, when Kurt was talking to her.
Yeah, she was really nice. Cool. Yeah.
And she's walking on her stuff, trying to get the purse, and you see that she's trying not to walk on the jewelry and stuff, but you can see the vendors are looking at her like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, it was kind of confusing at first, because I think they were trying to do it in matching, and then they realized they needed to look more, not just, obviously they were a match, but make sure you have the right designer.
Right. I mean, it was. I guess if you're stressing out about finishing, but the look on that vendor's face was like, "I'm gonna kill you."
Yeah, I would.
You
agree
step
with
on
you.
My stuff, I'm gonna kill you. Dana doesn't want Matt to talk to her. Yes. Leave me alone. Go back in your world and let me live my life.
Yes.
Again, I think they're trying to make Dana the bad guy.
I would agree.
She's getting the bad person edit, and it just cracked me up. And Matt's just like going, "I'm just saying, hey, do a good job."
But don't you think that sometimes those kind of girls need that kind of a guy that keeps them kind of calm?
Oh, yeah, we have a daughter like that.
Yeah, so I think they need to have that kind of person that...
You had me.
Yeah.
So Bernie and Ashley finished third. Brittany and Jessica say they have... They're here. They have to help Cole and Sherry. So on the
I thought that was nice. Cause, nice. What did she say? She basically said, if you're not first, and you're not going to be last, why not help?
Why not help
person?
Someone else?
Yeah. I thought that was a great analogy.
It's good karma down the
absolutely.
Road. They seem like they get along.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dana and Matt, fourth place. Jessica stays with Cole to help him find out, because he already has her two bags.
Right.
Cole tells Jessica, no, go on without me.
Right.
I got this. But, you know, you've helped me enough. You need to go on, finish. Britton and Jessica finish fifth. Cameron and Darius have trouble finding the clue box. Yet. They're looking around trying to find it. I go, come on, guys. Cole and Sherry finished sixth. Aaron is struggling with the clues. Darius just needs one more bag at this point. He seems to be doing fine.
Right.
Scott is struggling with the challenge. Oh, I forgot to mention, too, that if I was on the bus that Scott and Blair were on, I would have paid 20,000 pesos to get off.
I'm with you on
if,
that.
If because she just is, she just has that high-pitched voice, and I know she's just young, and she just, you know, we listen to us sometimes. I'll listen to videos of us back in the day, and I go, ooh, wow, you know, us be trying to sing or yelling or something like that. I go, ooh, I mean, she has to be watching this going,
I can't even stand my own
I mean,
voice.
It is the same thing on social media. I am seeing a lot. But I would have paid. Look, Blair, I'll give you 20,000. Let me off the bus. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, when she starts talking, maybe people might feel the same thing about me. I'm just like, oh, my God, put it on mute.
Yeah. And I she's a nice girl. And I'm not trying to be mean to her. But at that point, I just had to make
that
joke.
We just sometimes she just is like nails on a chalkboard.
They need to bring down the volume on her, I think. But it's just, you know, I might be obnoxious.
Yeah, me I just
saying
said the same thing.
Me saying cornhole instead of the correct term, people are probably getting mad at. I get it. But
I hear you.
Darius just needs Scott. Aaron and Scott work together. They go in place and get a map. They're going to work together.
Yeah.
Aaron is getting frustrated with Scott though because he's not figuring out. He's not understanding what they have to do.
Yeah.
And she's getting frustrated, so she runs away.
I know.
She just goes, "I'm out of here. I got to go run away." Which I thought was kind of, if you're going to work with someone, you have to kind of work with somebody.
And you gotta be patient.
You gotta be patient. But at that point, he was bugging me too.
I hear you, but still.
Scott says, she comes back, goes, "Can I have the map?" No, you left me. You can't have the map. You left me. And she goes, "Oh, I'm sorry." You know. Darius finds a second bag. But I'm going, wow, these guys are going from blasting. Aaron finds her second bag. Scott finds his second bag. Darius needs to find the vendor, he thinks. So he needs to find. I'm like, oh, come on, Darius. I know. Aaron and Jocelyn finish seventh. Zach gets his second bag. Scott and Blair ninth. Zach goes, gets the clue and says, "I know where it is. I heard the drums. I know where the pit stop is." He goes where he's going. Zach and Rachel go to the wrong spot. Darius is still looking for the place. And at this point, you realize that nobody can say anything.
Right.
I don't know if someone could have said something, said, "Hey, if you're not on his team, could you have said, hey, it's right here?" But I wouldn't have said it. When it's that tight at the end and you don't know if you're I don't think it's being bad sportsmanship. That's the game.
Right.
You know, if it was like this first or second, you know, if I was like third, like when Jessica said, I'd help someone out. But Darius finally finds the vendor and it's he went by there like three times. Yeah. And his brother can't. Like,
Do you think his brother knew, though?
Oh,
because he didn't say anything to the other. Because when you know someone's wrong, they usually turn around to the other person.
Well, he kind of had a look, but he had to have known everyone was coming.
I don't know. I didn't think so.
Everyone was coming.
He didn't talk about it when they got together and finally got it right. No, he didn't say
unless we didn't hear that.
You're driving me crazy. I kept knowing that's where you're supposed to go, but you know, he didn't do that. There was no conversation about that when they were going to get to the next spot.
And then Zach and Rachel finished just a few seconds in front of Darius. I mean, it was that close.
Yes.
And the only reason, because they had made several mistakes.
Yeah.
That day, and they're lucky that Darius and Cameron were still in the race. If they weren't still in the race, they lose.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Because everyone else seemed to have no problem with it. Yeah. But that was the race. It was, you know, you almost felt bad for them, but, you know, they had been weak in all the challenges because I think they overanalyze everything.
I think you're right.
He said it. I go, I just overanalyze things. Sometimes it's, you know, just take a step back and go, okay, where's this thing? And, you know, actually what he could have done is just waited since they were in seventh place. If he was struggling, just wait for the next team to come in and see where they go.
Right.
They get their clue. They're young. They could have outraced them. They still would have finished in seventh place.
Yeah, I thought of that way. Good point.
I mean, sometimes you just have to go, okay, we're not in last place. We're in seventh place because he was talking to other people. They knew there was other teams out there. Say, well, we're not the last team. Even for the last team, we'll just race back. We'll outrace somebody.
Yeah.
It's like we said last season with a team. But that was the amazing race. It's getting better and stuff like that. Again, we're not picking on Blair. We're just having some fun. Just having some fun out there. But I'm enjoying it. Next week looks like there's a romance going on.
Yes. Blair and Brody, right?
Allegedly. Because Corey said they call it bloaty. Blair and Brody is bloaty. But we'll see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too.
Looking forward to it. That's it. That's all we got. We'll be back next week for the amazing race. This time, we'd like to thank a couple special patrons. Why I blow that every single week. Tech from Tokyo and Eckhart Rickner Glaffler. Thanks for helping us out. Thanks for doing what
yes,
you do.
Yes, thanks, you guys.
And that's it. And the Downton Abbey podcast will be off this week because it doesn't air until next
March 6th.
And we'll finish up with our review and our thoughts.
I'm looking forward to what people have to say about that, too.
Yep. We'll give it a couple days so people can give in their final thoughts. They can call 385-309-0311 calling time or send an email to rdowntonabbey@gmail.com. So that's it. At this time, I'd like to say goodbye.
Goodbye.